If poverty had a face, it would be the face of a rural woman. That's the opinion expressed by the newly appointed vice president at the UN's International Fund for Agricultural Development, or IFAD, Cornelia Richter. She was at UN headquarters this week to participate in the latest session of the Commission on the Status of Women, or CSW, which runs through the 23rd of March. The focus this year is on rural women, who make up more than 40% of the world's agricultural workers. Deanne Penn spoke to Ms. Richter, who began by explaining why she joined IFAD after serving with German government development agency GIZ.
Well, first of all, I have a long-standing affiliation with International Development Cooperation. I used to work for the German Development Cooperation in different managerial positions. The last years I was the managing director of one of the largest implementing technical agencies in the world, GIZ. And in this position and also in previous positions, I had a lot of experience working for different countries in Asia, Africa, Latin America. And I also had a lot of exposure to multilateral organizations. So coming to the UN world is not a completely new planet for me, but shifting perspectives, it's quite a challenge. And I deliberately decided to do this step with regard to the very ambitious SDG agenda.
And I wonder if you could just remind our audience of IFAD's work for people who may not be familiar with it.
Yeah, with pleasure. IFAD has the unique opportunity having a very clear mandate on rural development and rural transformation. And with this particular focus, IFAD has the opportunity providing impact on people's life in rural areas.
You're here in New York at UN headquarters for the CSW. I wonder if you can tell us how this particular session of the Commission fits in with IFAD's priorities, with IFAD's agenda.
Well, it fits perfectly because the particular focus of rural women and girls is very much and very close in IFAD's attention focus. We should bear in mind that 1.7 billion, that means one-fifth of mankind, are living in rural areas. And this also shows the magnitude of work IFAD is facing. And I'm proud, hopefully making a contribution to this.
And I wonder if you could tell us more about the plight of women and girls in rural areas. Like, why does there need to be specific focus on them?
Well, I think if poverty had a face, it would be the face of a rural woman. And bearing into mind that nowadays most of the workload is with rural women, and taking into account at the other side that not all the access to land tenure is with rural women, but most of the labor force is with rural women, it indicates already that most of the challenges are headed by rural women. On the other hand, women are producers of nutrition, and there is a lot of potential. Women are not only victims, they are also those who bear the changes of and the challenges of development. And I think we in IFAD are trying to invest in the potential of women and not victimizing women.
I know it's still early on in your tenure with IFAD, but what are your priorities as vice president? Can you tell us about some of the plans you have?
Well, first of all, I would like to support IFAD in its very clear mandate and also providing strategic directions in a very ambitious reform agenda on which IFAD is embarking in order to achieve more efficiency in the field, which is a very clear commitment and expectation from our member states. I think we also have to extend more of our activities in the field. So you'll find in the next months and years to come more IFAD offices. So that means that our organization will undergo an even enforced decentralization process. We are doing this with the intention in order to reach out also to our partners in the field and making sure that we achieve higher impact also by new partnerships.
And Ms. Richter, as we know, you've just recently joined IFAD. Have you been to the field yet, or do you have any plans to go?
Unfortunately, no. Unless you say New York is field, and well, it's also a kind of jungle, that's for sure, but it's not the kind of field trip you might have in mind. But I can assure you, this is very important for my work, and I can't imagine doing this job as a vice president without touching base and paying regular visits to the field.
Ms. Rishta, thank you so much for taking time to speak with us. Is there anything further you think our audience needs to know about IFAD's work, about IFAD's involvement with this year's CSW, or about the need to put more emphasis on the needs of rural women and girls?
Yeah, first of all, I would like to explain how IFAD's approach is designed in order to reach more out for rural women. We've learned in our cooperation and in our work in the field that only a holistic approach will work for transformation of living conditions. What does it mean? It means that we cannot only address one single topic, for example, education or law enforcement. We have to come up with a rather well-designed approach where we address the different levels by which women and girls are hampered. Let me give you an example. I think first it starts with making sure that legal barriers are taken away from certain areas. Then we have to make sure that also the gender dimension is well reflected in agricultural policies. We also have to make sure that we strengthen rural institutions and investing in capacity development in order to create more advocacy and even more extension for rural women and girls. And then I think at the beginning of each development is the empowerment of women. How do we empower women? By education. And education nowadays in the 21st century can't go along with investing in new technologies. So we have to ensure that also women have better access to modern ways of technology. Imagine most of the rural women would have their own mobile phone or would know how to handle it. They would have much better transparency on market prices. They could handle their own inputs, for example, even agricultural inputs, much better according to weather conditions if they know how to use apps, for example. So I think there is a lot of improvement to be done. And last not least, we have to come up with new concepts where we strengthen the capacities of women and girls in order to come up and to live up with new responsibilities as producers, as saleswomen, and making sure that they have the full oversight of their own potential.